How are you doing today? Good? Some time ago, the rain got you, now today the sun got you, didn't you? Is it too hot? It's too hot? A little bit? Well, the summer's not started yet, you guys. Wait when the summer starts. And I take a trip, I take a trip with you, or I can take you with me to Phoenix. How do you like that? Well, I don't want to say about too much about Phoenix in summer. You probably don't want to come with me. Well, that's my home. I love Phoenix, but you have to wake up early morning to start your day in Phoenix, or else you catch all the heat. Anyway, I want to finish the story this morning on the 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I hope that you went home and read and reread it and try to memorize. If of all the chapter we should memorize is 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I mean, the power of love is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. A lot of time, if we remember and exercise what we learned, I don't think we should have much problem in this world today. Special relationship. And so this chapter is so important. So how many definition, if you will, or attribute of love that you find in 1 Corinthians 13? How many? I just give it away. Did I just give it? 15. 15 of them, right? And so it's so important that we need to review. But today we're going on, try to finish this chapter. We will study on verse 11, 12, and 13. As we before we start, let us pray. Oh dear Lord our God, please, Lord, come to in our midst. Give us anointment with the Holy Spirit. Open our heart to understand this very text. The text so important you try to portray and teach us so long. Help us understand, but most of all, Lord, live by it, exercise, that people might know that we are your disciple. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Now, marriage is very important. Relationship is very important. In this world, if we have no marriage, no relationship, probably it's boring to live, right? And so relations are so important. However, sometimes the relationship went sour. Now, I don't know about you, but you heard about 7 years of a marriage. Well, first year, when husband and wife gets close together, it's so wonderful. And when the wife starts coughing and sneezing and catch a cold and say, oh dear, what happened to you? Let's rush to the hospital. We got to go right away. I carry you. Well, the second year come along and say, you know what, we can call a doctor to get some advice. We don't have to run to the hospital, you know. And the third year of marriage, you get into it, and you start to say, you know what, are you okay? I'm going to go buy some food for you, go to Taco Bell, or maybe open a can of soup for you. You know, you start to take care of your loved one, right? Well, after, when you come to the fourth year, you decided, now, you know what, honey, I know you work hard, but you know what, just clean up what you need to do, and just go to rest. And I know you need to catch some sleep to recover. By the fifth year, go along, you know what? You know what? You need to take some medication. That will help you. You don't have to go to the hospital. Get medication. Get well so you can get back your feet to work. The sixth year come along and say, you know, do something. Do something. You know, get over it. How come it takes so long? The seventh year come along and say, come on now. You get sick so long, you get your whole family get sick. Come on now. You see, as the time go by, the marriage getting sour. Your relationship getting sour. What happened? How come love just like a yo-yo, go up and down? And time yo-yo sometimes, you play yo-yo? Sometimes it's not even up and down, just come out the street and give love up, just go off forever, never come back. Love just sometimes never come back. Now, that's why Paul had to pen down this chapter, so important, in the midst of the Corinthian church when they are fighting about and say, who have the gift of the Holy Spirit, who have a gift of speaking tongue, who are the preacher in the house, who are the have different gift of healing. You see, they're fighting about it. Now, relationships, sometimes we fight about it. Who are right and who is wrong? You see, God have to come back here and teach us a so valuable lesson. Now, how many of you want to enter a relationship and want to last forever? Want to see your hand?
Yes, sir.
Right? You probably don't want to enter into it. You know, you waste your time and waste your money, go shopping for someone, you know. No, you don't want to do that. You want to last forever. Ever. Ever. Jesus come to this earth and teach us the love of Jesus Christ will last forever. And here we're going to find out what happened at the end of this chapter, how can be loved forever. Now, last week we talked about love never fail. You might have knowledge, you might speak in tongue, you might have prophesied, but we're in, right? Prophecy only will happen in this earth when we say goodbye to this earth. Do we need prophecy? No. There's a sign for His coming, a sign that you need to correct your way of living. That's a prophecy. How about truth? How about knowledge? How about sign? Well, you go there, you probably know everything because God is creator of this earth. How about speaking tongue? You know, a lot of people have misconception. I want to summarize what I said last week about speaking in tongue. Speaking in tongue, according to people, is speaking to the language of the Holy Spirit, right? And so only God can understand. Now, if that's the truth, when you go to heaven, you still speak in tongue, right? Because you speak the language of the Holy Spirit. Well, according to this Bible text, if those who speak in tongue will end on this earth, will not last forever. So speaking tongue is not the language of the Holy Spirit. Speaking tongue is a language someone understands so you can use that to preach the gospel. You understand? That's God only give the gift, the spiritual gift, only for the church to fulfill unto His second coming. So here, the knowledge, the prophecy, and gift of speaking tongue will be over. What is lasting is love. Love never fails. It's continue into eternity. Now, if that's the case, you and I need to spend time, dissect this, and learn. Because I want to learn something that lasts forever. Now, how do you like to learn something that only lasts 1 year? You know, I remember, I regret as I entered engineering. You know, you come up with a wonderful software, you design it, when you're about to finish, guess what? It's obsolete. How do you like that? I couldn't get my software on the market because it's obsolete so quick. I'd rather learn something that lasts forever. Read a book that lasts forever. Involve in a relationship that lasts forever, not temporal. Now, if we start again, verse 11 here. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, understood like a child, and thought as a child. Fourth thing in there. When you was born as a child, spoke like a child, we didn't speak like a child. Have you seen children? When they come to this world, what do they want? What do they speak? I want food. I want love. I want me. Come to me. Give to me. That's what it is as a child. You see, children, they start to think about themselves. They haven't learned or matured to think about others. They start to speak about it and always want to speak more than other people. You know, I have children, and they want that voice want to be loudest in the house so people can hear. You know, spoke like a child. What the third thing here? Verse 11, understood like a child. Their words so small, they only think about themselves within their crib, within the place that they live. Within the love surrounding them, they think everything provide. Food is always provide. Clothes always provide. Home is always provide. Everything provide. And when they surprised when they left the home at 18 years old. What? Nothing's provide for me. I have to earn everything. Okay? And the fourth point here, verse 11, and thought like a child. You ever think about children, think everything, what they say or what they do is right? I got it right. It's mine. I'm as right. You know, when you're so young, you think you're on the top of the world. You think, oh, you're right. But as you grow older, you gather things. See, you know what? Nothing that what I say, maybe it's not right. But when I become a man, become a children, and I become a man, take years, right? To learn, trial, and effort. You know, growing is not easy, you know? If you want to grow tall, you got to go out and run. Stretch yourself. You know, don't lift weight. You know, I say when I was young, I said, don't lift a heavy weight. You make you shrink. But go out and stretch yourself. Like do a pull up, you know, pull up, stretch yourself. That's what I learned about it. Maybe I'm getting tall from that. I don't know. And so, and you grow as a man. Now, when you become a man, guess what? What Paul tries to say? Put away the what? Childish thing. Put away self. Put away everything that you think is me. That's what Paul said. You know, we come to the point, you learn about love now. You've learned 15 steps about love. Now you have to put a thing, what you learned before. Now you step into another step, another realm of love that God created. You're going to do different. Now, you know, in this world, we have some definition of love, right? But somehow it's not lasting. And that's why I want you and I will turn away from the world standard of love to God's standard of love. World standard of love is, you know what? I want to get to achieve. I want my way. I want my way of thinking. I like to have this. I want this. Everything is me. See, Paul said, you know, all those things tried us. Put away. We come to a mature way of love now. We have to learn how to give. If you read all these things here, the 15 pointer is to give. Everything is sacrifice. Sacrifice. Verse 12. For now we see in a mirror. How many people use a mirror every day? Now I have to say, if I don't have a mirror, you know, I cannot walk out of the house. I cannot. You know, don't drag me out of the house if I haven't used my mirror. You know, my hair probably sticking up. I got to take a shower in the morning or have my hair just sticking up. The new style, you know, the poking hair. Anyway, and so you need a mirror. Now, after you take a shower, just in case your mirror in the shower, you know, guess what? After you take a shower, it's all blurry. I cannot see. I need my mirror, right? And say, so for now we see in the mirror dimly. You see the mirrors are dim? You cannot see it. You have to find a tower. You have to get all those fog out so you can see it. You're going to see clearly in yourself. And the Bible says, now you only see dimly. It's fog up. You don't see very clearly about the love character that God wants to portray to you. All right? But then face to face. You see, when you clear up the mirror, you can see face to face. Right? You can see the ugliness. Maybe you can see a mustache that you have to shave, or a pimple you have to wipe it off, or whatever it is. You have to see clearly. You got to see every point. Because when you see clearly, you say, oh my, I don't have love. So maybe you go home in the mirror, write 15 steps of love. Right? Kind, caring, don't speak negative, always positive. All the 15 steps, you write on there. And when you see that, guess what? All right, I'm going to try to change now. I'm going to be positive. I'm going to walk away with 15 characters of love here. And if you don't put that on the mirror, you won't see it. So the mirror is so important that you and I need to see every day. The day, the minute you wake up until the minute you go to sleep. You know, I don't watch it, look at the mirror when I go to sleep. But some women need mirrors to go to sleep, right? They have to wipe up all the makeup, make sure they look pretty, nice and neat, rub their hair before they go to sleep. But they're so important to them. That's why the mirror is so important. That you got to see yourself day in and day out. Are we match up with the 15 attributes of love? Now, why is it important? You know, it's hard work. Why? Why is it important? Well, let's go on. Try to understand this. Now, I know in part. You only know in part about love. You're just learning. You try to understand like a baby step. Just learning. Now you only know in part. But then I shall know just as I also am known. Not until you really fully understand about love, character of God, then you mature. That's why Paul said, continue growing, continue looking in the mirror, continue live by it. And verse 13 says, but now abide faith, hope, and love. These three, but the greatest of these is what? Love. Now, does that mean we ignore faith? No. How about hope? No. But faith is not everything. Now, some Christian, the thing about if I know the Ten Commandments, if I go to church regularly, if I pay tithe, if I help people, I get it made. No, Paul said no. Faith isn't enough. Faith is not anything. What about hope? Hope of Jesus coming. Hope that people mature. Hope that beautiful day is coming. Is that what Paul talked about? No. He talked about love. If you don't have love, everything you know, everything you learn, everything you accumulate is nothing. Nothing. Nil, zip, nothing. See, Jesus wants to come to this world to demonstrate love to us. And sometimes we have a hard time to understand. You know, love is take time. And I want to talk about 3 points of sacrificial love here. I'm not talking about love with the standard of the, you know, what love it is, but sacrificial love is this. Love takes time. Now, don't think that once you find someone and you start the relationship and say, I got it made, that's it. I don't have to spend more time anymore. I'm done. I cross the finish line. I make a home run. That's it. I don't need to go anymore. You got it wrong. I didn't know about it. I thought, when I get married, it's easy. But it's hard work. You have to spend time. You have to devote time into it. That's a fast sacrificial love. You have to put time. You see, when you get married, when you start a relationship, it's not because self anymore. You got to say what you like, which restaurant you like to go. I like Mexican food, but which one you like? You know, you want to say, if you like Italian food, you what? Guess what? Forget about Mexican food. I'm going to go Italian food because you love that person so much, right? You don't think about self anymore. You want to make sure other person happy. And how do you know what other people taste? You got to spend what? Time. Listen. Pay attention. Every single move. Everything what she or he said. That's where I spend time. Your love will sustain if you spend time. And it's whose time? It's your time. That means maybe you should cut down on watching TV and watching football. And maybe stop, maybe go around and play dribble some basketball. You just got to change. You got to change your priority. If you want love, you got to change priority. Sacrifice love is require giving your possession. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, hard-earning money, you know? And you got to give. And some of you guys say it's hard, but you know what? You don't know about love yet. If you think it's hard, you don't know about love yet. I mean, you pay for her for dinner, you take her to go shopping, and she smiles, you say, oh, I'm so good, I'm so happy, because she's happy. But if you start to say, no, you know, we haven't started a relationship yet, you don't love me yet, I want to kind of spend money out first. Guess what? You kind of start a relationship with that. The relationship is give you possession. Remember, last week we talked about Matthew chapter 19. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 19, verse 21. Matthew chapter 19, verse 21. Remember the story about the rich young ruler? Now he comes to Jesus and said, you know, I want to go to have eternal life. I want to go to heaven. What shall I do? And he said, you know what? Jesus answered, do all the Ten Commandments. He said, I have done all of them. And Jesus come back to him in verse 21 and say, if you want to be perfect, go and sell what you have and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Wow, that's hurt him. You see, love sometimes hurts your pocket. But this man don't have the love that willing to give. He only give what is extra. When you have extra to give, that is not sacrificial love. When you lift something, you have to pinch your belly, you know. That means sacrificial love. You got to give. You're not on your time, but your possession. You have to give. That's the required love. You know, you can give without love, but you cannot love and not give. You see, you love, yeah, honey, I love you, but you never bring her a flower. Never take her something or bring her a box of chocolate, you know, that she loves. That's not love. You know, some guys just think about, you know, if we go to movie and that's mean love. And I don't know about you, don't get to go to movie because you cannot be relationship with movie. You're going to watch the movie, you get excited, and next thing is over. You know, okay, go home. You cannot be relationship watching TV or movie. Throw it out the door, you know. Go for a walk. Live it more, you know. That's important. You got to spend time. You got to give whatever this costs. Now, the third point is going to be a tough one. But you know what? If you want to top it off, you got to listen to this one. Turn with me, John chapter 15, verse 13. And this is my favorite text. John chapter 15, verse 13. Now, Jesus tried to demonstrate this love to us this. Verse 13, greater love has no one than this, that to lay down one life for his friend. So the third sacrificial love is what? Is to sacrifice your health, even your life. Now you look at me very puzzling, you know. And they're giving your life, is that hard? Yes, but that's love. You know, some people say, you know what? I know that you lost both of your kidney. I want to donate one of my kidney. You know, that's happened in our church. Someone say that, and it's really true. And guess what? That is true love. You're willing to give something that it might hurt you. And sometimes it's your life too. Now, sometimes people don't understand that. You know, why can I give my life? Well, why love to require to give my life? Just imagine, if I give my life and I gain back in heaven, that's not losing, right? You see, you got to understand about that logic. When God come back, if I lose one of my limb, God will make it whole. If I lose one of my lung, God make it whole. If I lose one of my kidney because I give away to someone, God will make it whole. You see? You got to believe in that. You see, that's a sacrificial love. Now, to understand about this, God has to demonstrate this to us. God created Adam and Eve in His own image. And that is love. You know, love is somehow we narrow down so small, but God has a bigger picture than that. And God had engraved the word love into Adam and Eve's heart. You know, when God created Adam and Eve, and guess what? Satan came along and stole away that. And Jesus got so upset. He said, I will teach my children about love, understand what does that mean about love. And so He decided to send His messenger down to this earth, the prophets, to share about love. And guess what? The people lost about understanding about love. And God said, you know what? I got to write this down on a tablet of stone, and that I love. Ten Commandments. That's my love character. And here the Israelites follow to the very word of the Ten Commandments. But they don't come out of the spirit of the Ten Commandments. And God said, no, I write this so you can follow. Do you understand? And they don't understand. The people don't understand. And so He sent prophets, and prophets come and teach them about love. Guess what? What the people do? Stone these prophets to death. And Jesus said, you know what? If my messenger could not share about love, I will go down to this earth and share them about love. I'm sure they will understand. I will heal the sick. I will help the blind. And I will cure all their sins. And they will understand. Do they understand? No. They crucify Him on the cross. But Jesus did train the 12 disciples. After that, we have 11 disciples. They learn about love. And guess what? When they saw Jesus sacrifice to save them, they go out, do the same. They share about love, about saving people. You know, saving people about love too. I share about love, about other people. You know, when I spend time and go out and knock on doors, some of you doing that, and witness to people, you know, you go to 1,000 people, and hopefully you get one person to follow Christ. It's tough work. But when one person accepts Jesus Christ, I don't think about how long that I have been witness to them. I don't think how much money that I have poured out to him. I don't care about how much gas that I have to drive to visit him. You know what? I care about that person we will save in the kingdom of God. That's the spirit of sacrificial love. Well, the disciples did the same thing. They went out, they know that if they preach the gospel, guess what? They know they will be stoned to death. And someone stoned to death. Someone crucified upside down. But when they die, other people stand up to carry on that love message. You see, God do everything to preserve this, that the true love message about saving soul and love other people to the world. And if more people die, other people stand up, continue to share the message. You heard about the blood of the martyr is the seed to the church. You see, love have a ripple effect or domino effect, if you will. Don't think if you can exercise this love within the four walls of this church. When you demonstrate that love, it will have a ripple effect. It's carry on beyond your widest dream. People will change because you love them. You know, today people maybe come to God. It's not because of truth only, but because you demonstrate your love. Well, John penned it very well. Say, you know, if you love, they will know you are my disciples. That's it. And that's what the chapter is all about. That's all the chapter is about. Jesus are tired of the love definition of this world. Jesus tired of people fighting together, not giving up, helping people. Jesus said, let die to self every day and accept this love character to care and love to people. Spend time with people. Share the possession that God gives you to other people in need. Sacrifice your time, your energy, even your health to help someone to know about Christ. That's what love God wants to demonstrate among each of you guys. My friend, we learn about this chapter. It'd be waste all our time we've been learning for the last several months if we don't exercise what we learn. If we only love, it will change the world. We would change the world by the way we love. Jesus did so much, all he could, to bring this love message. The disciples did everything he could, they could. The wardens, they came down from the mountaintop to share the gospel with the people, even though they know that we'll burn at stake, burn alive. They continue. The reformer, they do everything is possible to continue this message. And we are continue that spirit to bring this love message to the people that they know Jesus Christ. My friend, this world will be a better world if we follow the love message of Jesus Christ. And God prepare each one of us for heavenly kingdom by this chapter of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. May God bless each one of us.